Lord, help us to commence this evening with hymn number 4. Keep silence, all created things, and wait your Maker's nod. My soul stands trembling while she sings the honours of her God. Number 4.
together from the most holy word of God, Isaiah chapter 55, then the first few verses out of Luke chapter 19, Isaiah 55. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat, yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labour for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I'll make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee, because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn, there shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar, shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Just a few verses, the first 10 verses out of Luke's Gospel in chapter 19, reading down then to verse 10, including verse 10. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before, and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up, and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down, and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us the reading of his most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most kind, gracious, eternal, ever merciful Lord God, hast thou not spared us even to this evening hour? Thou hast lengthened out our lives here upon the earth. We're still upon praying ground, and the door of mercy still stands open. And perhaps it's been that even in the morning hour. And now there is that one, a beggar poor at mercy's door, lies such a wretch as I. And they might be each found then as those beggars poor at thy door, the door of mercy. For, O Lord, how solemn it is, but we find there is that which is continually working in our members, the old man of sin, which doesn't get any better, but rather grows worse. And we find and we prove our very best is stained and dyed. Sin mixed with all we do. And even this poor one, as we stand up in thy name, none of us are without sin. But we come, they may come then each one of us with all this poor one, but each one. Might be that wrought in their hearts, whereby they come into thy courts with us, sir, we would see Jesus. They don't want that which satisfies the flesh. They hunger and thirst after thee and after thy righteousness. They prove in and of themselves they're nothing but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. And how often they break out again and again. And so, Lord, may that be our desire. Wash me every whit and make me clean in thy precious blood. This poor sinner those years ago now, when we were bowed down with that sense of sin, burdened even in the house of God, feeling wretched, a wretched sinner, and didst thou not speak unto this poor sinner that night, and remember it well? Lord, thou knowest if one is in thy courts even this night. But no one else could do this poor sinner any good that night, but didst thou not speak these wonderful words, I have washed thee and made thee white in the blood of the Lamb. So, Lord, that one that comes in even this night, ah, they feel wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. That which courses through their veins, that which shall end unless, ah, that precious blood is applied in eternal death. Oh, Lord, if it could please thee, ah, plunge, ah, such a one in that crimson ocean. Oh, may they feel the efficacy of it, thine own heart's blood, that which cleanseth from all sin and all iniquity. Ah, and the foulest sinner then, or as a hymn writer put it, the foulest sinner out of hell, that lives to feel his need, is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. They may feel to be so black. But oh, what do we read in the Song of Solomon? Black but comely. Draw me and we'll run after thee. And has there not been that drawing? Thy sweet resist this grace, drawing that poor sinner, however black he is, however stained and dyed he is. Or she, draw me, and we'll run after thee. And, O Lord, may it please thee then. Oh, do satisfy them with thy goodness. Draw near and speak peace and pardon into their soul. Lord, only thou canst do it. We're but the messenger. We're but thy servant. And Lord, if it could please thee, it might be even that spoken, even through this poor one, it may be heard as the voice of the Lord, the voice of their Saviour. Ah, Lord, may it please them by the blessed Spirit. Ah, seal thy truth, seal thy word upon some poor needy sinner's heart, then we plead. O Lord, thou knowest and how we were led to speak even this morning. We trembled at it. And yet, O Lord, what a mercy if one is brought to tremble at thy word. Look back to those years, some of us. We entered into the courts of the Lord, Sabbath by Sabbath and week evening by week evening. And the word touched us not. Until that appointed time came when it was sharper than a two-edged sword. It entered in between the joints and the marrow. It was like the nail in a sure place, could not be removed. Ah, blessed be thy holy name. Oh, and may it please thee then. Thou knowest perhaps one or another. Yes, such were some of us. Such was this poor sinner. But all that time appointed came, thou didst put forth thy mighty hand. Was it not thus far thou shalt go and no further? And brought to cry unto thee for mercy. Brought to cry unto thee for mercy. And but how much stripping there had to be. We sought to patch up our own inglorious righteousness. Until we are brought to such a place, when there is lay upon our loins affliction, then, stripped of any fancied meanness, brought to that place, wit's end, nothing in our hands to bring, but simply to thy cross to cling, naked come to thee for dress, foul I to the fountain fly, wash me, Saviour, ere I die. Oh, Lord, may it please thee then. Ah, that one, perhaps, Lord, thou knowest. Ah, they've been brought to smite upon their breast and cry, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. But, oh, may it please thee, grant them those tokens for good, that that path they've been brought into at the moment, it's for their soul's good, like I had to prove it. Yes, through those times of tribulation and affliction, difficulty. And ah, when we're brought to that place as a worm Jacob low at thy feet, and then we can only look up. There's no other way to look. So, Lord, may it please you, that one is now a worm Jacob. Oh, we know him to look up. To look up unto a precious Christ, raised high upon a gospel pole. Lord, do then, may prove even this night, look and live. Like those, the children of Israel of old. When they were bitten by the serpents in the wilderness, there was that poison that coursed through their veins there. And there was that, commanded unto thy servant to raise up that brazen serpent. Thy servant is commanded to raise up that brazen serpent and put it on a pole. And all that look lived. Look and live. O Lord, we plead for it. And so, Lord, thou knowest once again how each one has entered into thy courts this night. And all that concerns him in the way. And Lord, we will plead for each and every one. Once again, thinking upon the children. And we see the very young and the children and those that are growing up. Lord, who watch over them, we plead in this present evil world. Keep them tender of heart and mind and conscience. Lord, thou knowest how we tried to speak to some of them even this afternoon. They may have that prayer of Jabez of old. They might be kept from the evil. That it may not grieve them. Oh, that might truly be wrought in them the tender fear of the Lord. We plead for it. Lord, remember those that are going on into life. Whether it is still in the studies or going out into the workplace. Lord, remember them, we plead. In all that concerns them in the way. And perhaps as they go into those further places of study and even into the places of employment. And there now they meet those that are. They rise up against them. They can see that in them which marks them out. And O Lord, may it please thee. Lord, do grant them grace and strength to withstand the assaults of those that Satan stirs up. Lord, do keep them close to thee. And may they prove that, yes, as thou was able to shut the mouths of lions, thou art able to shut the mouths of those that Satan has stirred up. And they've risen up against them. And so, Lord, do remember them, we plead. Grant them helps as they go on into life and all that concerns them there. Those things which they look forward to. Lord, we think of one another. There are those things which they look forward to. Rightly so. But all that may be that are committing all their ways unto thee. To seek thy face in all things. And so, Lord, do go before them. Manage all by the way unto the end. Lord, remember the parents, we think upon the parents. Lord, all the concerns, all the anxieties, and especially, yes, perhaps when sickness and affliction and troubles come into the family. Lord, do hold them up in it. We think of one another where those younger ones are laid aside upon beds of affliction. Thou hast put thy afflicting hand upon them. And, O Lord, now they have to undergo those treatments. Lord, we plead that thou hast hold them up. Grant them each, as they look upon their young, whether it is as parents or grandparents or even others, as they look upon those in affliction, that they may prove that thou art able to uphold them and strengthen them when they feel, at times they cannot go on any longer. They wonder how they shall ever manage. And so, O Lord, do undertake for them. Lord, we would then, whilst we speak upon those that are afflicted, Lord, we plead for them. But Lord, those that are in the affliction, Lord, bless all the means used for their good. Give wisdom to those that have their cases in hand. Lord, how often have we not proved we go into hospitals and there are those that are assigned to our cases and we're in their hands, but are they not in thy hands? And so, Lord, do grant them wisdom and knowledge and all that is needed to decide that which is best for them. And so, Lord, do bless all the means used. And may it please thee, thou hast grant a perfect healing. There might be even in these things, yes, it might prove to be the life of their soul. That which is also, yes, that perfect healing, the body and the soul. Lord, we plead for them then. And so, Lord, as we think upon one another, yes, and also those whatever age, in those paths of affliction, may they prove that amongst us all things that work together for good, to them that love God, to those that are called according to his eternal purpose, that it is truly amongst those I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Lord, we would then now plead for those in the midst of life that are, if spared to another day, they have those things to return to, those carking cares and the trials of the way, those things perhaps as mountains before them, and are perhaps they are brought like one of old, Jehoshaphat, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are up unto thee. And so, Lord, are those in the midst of life, in all that concerns them, the many trials and the difficulties. And times have we not known, those times when we wonder where the scene will end. And yet we've proved the goodness of our God. We've proved that the battle is not yours but God's. And thou hast gone before. May it please thee then, perhaps one or another, thou knowest what is in their path, what they perhaps have got to face even in the days to come. They may prove that their God has gone before them and made a way where there seems to be no way. Their God has gone before them. What a mercy if we should be found in that fold, in Christ's fold. He goeth before his sheep. And he leadeth them forth by the right way. Yes, even in those darksome paths and difficult trials and things that seem to perplex and tease. And yet, O Lord, we prove that thou art our helper. There is help laid upon one that is mighty. And so, Lord, may it please thee, go before them. And have them to lay the burden before thee, spread it out at thy feet. And to watch then and wait. Watch and wait for thy appearing. Lord, remember once again those in the even time of life. Lord, we think upon one another. And our mind goes to one another, even in the homes or their own homes. Yes, now age and infirmity. Weakness. They're unable to be found in thy courts. And, O Lord, yet it is their wonted place. They were often hardly ever found absent from thy courts. Yet now they're unable. Lord, we think upon one another. We saw some on the past Lord's Day. And we think upon one another as we saw them down at the home at Brighton a little while ago. Thy dear aged servant there, Lord, we think upon him, that one has been unto this poor sinner, a father in Israel. But Lord, one another, Lord, thou knowest each one then of thy aged people. Lord, do strengthen them, help them, uphold them. May they prove the God of Jeshurun, who rideth on the heaven in thy help and in his excellency in the skies, those everlasting arms underneath. Lord, may they prove it. And Lord, perhaps they walk now in much darkness. They feel they have no light. The old adversary, is a burden unto them. Oh, as well as a grasshopper being a burden. Oh, Lord, may it please Thee. Lord, bring to remembrance all that Thou hast spoken to them, all the words that Thou hast spoken to them. Bring to remembrance all the way which the Lord, their God, has led them. And, perhaps it seems now, at times our hope is lost, is lost sight of the way, and their sight becomes dim. But, oh Lord, may it please Thee. They may prove Thy words. I will not leave You comfortless. I will come to You. And so, Lord, we plead for them. Go to them where they are this night. And so, Lord, make that place of their abode a Bethel unto them. May it please Thee, O Lord. Gather them up in Thy arms. Oh, may they feel that they are in Thy arms. That shepherd and bishop of their souls that has borne them all the days of old will not cast them off. According to Thy promise, for He hath said, I will never leave Thee, nor forsake Thee. And so, Lord, do remember them. And remember any with a particular trial. They walk in a singular path. They feel to be very alone in it. And they feel no one else understands it. So, Lord, if it could please Thee, draw near and manifest Thyself in love and mercy to them even this night. Oh, Lord, may they prove that, they're not alone. That, yes, even in the midst of that felt darkness, and like dear old Job of old, oh, what a path he had to walk out. It was permitted of Satan, was it not, to touch all that he had. But his life was hid with Christ in God. And when he could not perceive Thee on his right hand or on his left, behind or before, but he was not able to say by faith, but He knoweth the way that I take. He knoweth it. When He hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. And may they prove like Job of old, their latter end is better than their beginning. And so, Lord, once again, each and every one of the inhabitants of Zion, those whom Thou hast loved from all eternity, those whom Thou hast named by their surname by the name of Israel, Thou hast called them all by name, called all by their names. O Lord, those Jacobs, those worm Jacobs, Lord, go to them where they are, then we plead, and favour them each in their souls. Lord, help us now, we plead, then this evening hour. Once again, we have a need. My need is great. My need is great. Lord, undertake for me. If it could please Thee, once again pour in, that this poor sinner may pour out, that it might yet redound to Thine honour and Thy glory, that Thy name should have all the praise. Lord, we then wait upon Thee. Lord, to whom can we go? For the work is Thine, the power is Thine. We are but the instrument, a trembling instrument I feel to be, an unworthy instrument, an insufficient instrument. But Lord, may it please Thee then. Grant that outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Grant the tongue of the learned. And that we may be able to speak of a few things as touching the King. We plead then that it might yet redound to Thine honour and Thy glory, that Thy name should have all the praise. Remember any other servants of Thine that are labouring this evening hour, wherever it may be. Lord, weariness of mind and body, perhaps have been those labourings in the week and has wearied them. But Lord, help each one we plead. Grant strength sufficient for the hour. And Lord, may it please Thee, it might be that portion for seven and a portion for eight. We read in Thy word, muzzle not the ox when he treadeth out the corn, that Thy servants also, and this poor sinner, might be that which we can also partake of that heavenly food. Lord, we plead them. We plead them for the pardon of every sin and all we've asked amiss. And where we've failed in our asking, Lord, do we please to make up in giving. We plead all these things, pleading for Christ's sake and his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn number 990. Jesus, now thyself reveal, manifest thy love to me, make me Saviour, make me feel, all my soul's delight in thee. 990.
Thank you.
seeking the Lord's help once again and your prayer for attention, we go back to that which we tried to speak from this morning. Isaiah's prophecy, chapter 38. And we began, did we not, with those last few words, the latter part of verse 1. Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. But as we drew toward a close, verse 17, behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast, in love to my soul, delivered it from the pit of corruption, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. And so as Hezekiah, and if we look at it spiritually, what sickness is it like, that sickness, sin sickness? When we prove, as we said in prayer, our wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, that which shall, unmollified, unhealed, will end in eternal death. If this old house of clay was never touched and wrought upon by the Spirit, if this poor sinner, as I stand before you even this night, if the Spirit had not brought in my heart that good thing, eternal death would be my portion and your portion. It must be the work of the Spirit taking us in hand. For, as we said this morning, none knoweth of that malady or feeleth it, for we're dead. By nature we're dead and unconcerned, and so we go on from week to week and month to month and year to year. And so we add year to year of our life, and some are brought to the end of their days and know nothing other than that which is dead. They know nothing of those cries and groans before the Lord. They've never been brought to that place where they've had to turn their face toward the wall and pray out of the sorrow, at the depths of that sorrow, like as Hezekiah cried here when he was made acquainted of that which he was sick of, that sickness which was unto death. And when the Spirit reveals to you your need, and you see that which is, in and of itself will bring about an eternal death, that will, if we can put it in that way, concentrate your mind, as it did Hezekiah here. It will concentrate your mind and cause you to cry most earnestly. You will come then, as we trust, we led to speak of that chapter 55. Then you shall know those hungerings and thirstings. You'll know a little of that hungering and thirsting after Christ and his righteousness. It is then unto you there, therefore, in this presently what a waste howling wilderness, whereas one time it was satisfied. And you would, if you could, you would long to stay here forever. But it is then a waste howling wilderness, and you are found, like as we read, and I often go to that Psalm 107, and it begins, does it not, with the beginning of the child of God, that work of grace. They are found in those solitary places, it's one here and one there. One of a family, two of a city, is it not, if I've got that the right way round? But they're gathered. They will be gathered. It will be so. It shall be so. It must be so. For their love from all eternity, they're bought with a price. His own heart's blood and those sufferings in their room, place, and stead, they're precious, precious to him indeed. They're gathered. gathered from the four corners of the earth, out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Ah, that the psalmist there, yes, he gave thanks for that. Was it not giving thanks unto the Lord for that work of grace, that which is begun in the child of God and is carried on and now brought to their desired haven? But there, as he recounts it, and there are they're brought to hunger and thirst. Cannot some, as we look back to the time, we hungered and thirsted not. Yes, we had a natural hunger, a natural thirst. But that spiritual thirst, that spiritual hungering, we knew it not. We came and went out of the courts of the Lord like the door upon its hinges. We were as dead as the seat we sat upon. And so we would have remained, but by sovereign grace, free and sovereign grace, electing love. That time appointed that comes, the call by grace to rest, arrest this one, arrest that one. Ah, black but comely, drawn, and they run. It's not free will, there's no free will. They're drawn. Draw me, and we'll run after thee. They're brought to fill that need. The Spirit begins our work, they're brought under the law. And the thunderings of and the smokings of Mount Sinai, and they brought unto that place, to that place where they tremble the word. That's when they hunger and thirst. That's when that soul begins to hunger and thirst. Until then, no life. You may, the servant of the Lord may get up into the pulpit and shout as loud as he can, but it cannot unless the Spirit, until that time appointed comes. When the Spirit takes that word and it enters into your heart, as I trust it's been into mine, enters into your heart, dividing between the joints and the marrow, it's that nail in a sure place. None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? Because it brings about that hunger and thirst. Wandered in the wilderness, then found wandering in a wilderness. They proved then in the wilderness, as fiery serpents. They proved then, they're often sin-bitten. They prove then, it is then their wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. Then they have a need. Hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. Isaiah cried unto the Lord in his trouble. Turned his face toward the wall. And prayed unto the Lord. Ah, and if it's that which is indicted and wrought by the Spirit in you, there will be that answered like it was with Hezekiah. There will be those answers of peace and not of evil. Yet it shall be for a while, it shall be so. It feel like, all these things are against me. Your path might be turned upside down, as some have proved it so. The path is turned upside down. You grope for the wall like the blind. You know not which way you go. Tossed and turned. And yet, there is one to deliver. There is one to save. There's one that will hear. He heard Hezekiah's cry. And so be then, every one that thirsteth. Come ye to the waters. Yes, no doubt Hezekiah was brought to that place. He couldn't do himself any good. No one else could do him any good. And so be, as I said in prayer, I believe it was, this poor sinner was brought to that place. No man could do me any good. Everything else was stripped from me. My own righteousness, I patched it up and patched it up, but brought to see that in and of itself, and a filthy rag in his sight. Then you'll turn your face to the wall. You'll come, those cries and groans will come forth, not from feigned lips, but from unfeigned lips. It'll come from the heart. It's real prayer then, is it not? You read concerning Saul, when the Lord dealt with him, yes, he had many prayers before, perhaps many wonderful prayers, well thought out prayers. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees, well schooled, yet there, behold, he prayeth. Behold, he prayeth. Oh, what a mercy if even that which was spoken this morning, as I said, I trembled at such a word to bring. Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. What a mercy if it should be by the Spirit that has caused one, just one. The Lord has begun that work in them. It's been that word of the Lord. Word of the Lord. Also in the chapter we read 55, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. That word unto Hezekiah by the prophet, it was that word of the Lord. It came with power. Said, a servant of the Lord may raise his voice, he may shout to the rooftops, but unless the Spirit attends it with power, it will not do any good. It must be by the Spirit's work. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. It prospered in Hezekiah's case. The Lord purposed that to come into his path. He cried unto the Lord. So he said, the Lord deals in a sovereign way with each one, and each one's path. Don't look upon another's path and say, but mine hasn't been like that. The Lord deals with his people individually. But you know, if the Lord has dealt with you, you'll know it. You know those times when you weep sore, you'll enter into the closet and shut the door about you. There'll be that weeping before the Lord, wept sore. It's real then, is it not? Sometimes we can look back to the time when we prayed. Yes, many years I can say I prayed. But there's nothing more than to satisfy the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. But when those weepings, it will not be for time things. Time things will be forgotten for a moment. As your never dying soul. Yes, we have those time needs in time, and what a mercy it is when the Lord hears and answers. But when is your never dying soul, your need as a sinner? When there's those reminders that are those taken from time to eternity in a moment, and sometimes short's a warning, not just the old must I, the young may. Eternity, it's a tremendous sound, is it not? A tremendous sound, if we're spared to many years here upon the earth, is but a is nothing compared to all eternity. And your need as a sinner and the thought of eternity, that will cause you to weep sore. You'll smite upon your breast and cry, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. That's one. Blessed is a man. What a mercy it is so. Blessed is a man whom thou choosest and causes to approach unto thee. How many are left otherwise? Solemn is it not? What a mercy if he's caused you to cry. You still wait for the answer. You still long for the Lord to speak peace and pardon. What a mercy if you've been brought to cry. Many never cry. Many never cry. something, is it not? And think upon one another. My father's family, a large family, are all brought up to go to the house of God. And yet out of them all, I think my father was the only one that was left that remained in the house of God. One perhaps went in a formal way elsewhere and now and again. They despised his religion. They despised his God. But who hath made us to differ? Who hath made you to differ? Who hath made I to differ? Sovereign grace, electing love. Not because of who you are or what you are. I've loved thee. I've loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, loving kindness, I've drawn thee. As we said, those black but comely ones. Those Marys, the Manassas, the worst of sinners. Oh, my own father, there, his own brothers and sisters, they were brought to that place, they despised the house of God, they despised the word of the Lord, they despised the day of the Lord, the Lord's day. Their hearts were hardened, how solemn it is, and they died. One comes to my mind, died in a moment without hope. Died in a moment without hope. My own dear father, when he's brought to the end of his days, yes, I believe he's like Hezekiah. He turned his face toward the wall. He longed for that sign. He couldn't rest upon anything short of Christ. Yes, perhaps he had patched up in measure still his own inglorious righteousness, and still of putting his own hand to it, but the Lord brought him to that place. He turned his face toward the wall. Cried for mercy, groaned, being burdened. How every one that thirsteth, he is brought to that place to look alone. A precious Christ, one that's done all things well, one that's satisfied the law in every jot and tittle, one that shed his own heart's blood. Without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sin. I believe my own dear father, yes, I believe, there was 12 of them altogether. And out of those 12, I can't say for certain of the others, but they all left. They were offended at the word of God. They walked no more with him. But you like those disciples of old. And the Lord said to them, will you also go away? To whom can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. There's that thirsting there. It's free. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labour for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good. And let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. Is that your desire? Hear, and your soul shall live, like Hezekiah is brought to realize, is brought to know it. Whereby he could, as I said, that verse 17, behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. Did he not see there, there will be that day where he'll be raised in incorruption as a precious Lord Jesus. He was raised in incorruption. Yes, he died. All the sins of his people were laid upon him. He died that death upon the cross. It was a despised place, was it not? Hung upon the accursed tree. For his people suffered, bled and died, but rose again victorious from the grave. We know his body there was not any corruption in his body, but because he rose again, having conquered death and hell for his people, there's that prospect. There's that prospect. Did not Hezekiah see that prospect? Thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. Delivered it from the pit of corruption, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. Ah, how every one that thirsteth. Ah, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Ah, satisfied with his goodness. And like dear old David of old, yes, there was much he mourned over in his pathway, and that which he felt within, but he could say, he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. Doth he not say here, incline your ear, and come unto me here, and your soul shall live, and I'll make an everlasting covenant with you. Even the sure mercies of David. Ah, these are blessed portions, are they not, to a poor sinner, a needy sinner, a dying sinner, a hell-deserving sinner. Seek ye the Lord, that we're still upon praying ground. All the time hastens on. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God fully abundantly pardon. Zacchaeus knew of it, did he not? What a mercy it should be even this day that our the dear Lord, by the blessed Spirit, thou prove like Zacchaeus. You've been brought to that sinner indeed, sinner in need. Ah, oh, you come up again this evening hour. Ah, oh, with a sir we would see Jesus. Your ear has been bored to the doorpost. There is that longing, longing, sand of my soul on thy salvation. Give me Christ or else I die. Ah, dear old Zacchaeus, I felt that upon my spirit to read that those few verses there, and all that might give some a hope. Ah, that they, yes, there's been that wrought whereby you've turned your face toward the wall. There's that crying and groaning, and it's come forth from not from feigned lips, it's come forth from your heart. There's been a little hope raised up. And there's that desiring, that groaning being burdened, that hunger and thirst. You do desire him. You see in this one, he's the one thing needful. I without him perish must. Dear old Zacchaeus, I believe that work of grace begun in him before this time. But he heard concerning Jesus as Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And he heard of this one. Longed to hear him for himself and see him. What a blessed time it was for him that day. Then answered his desires. There was that wrought in him, I believe, and that been done in him, whereby there's that tender fear of the Lord, that heart of stone had been taken out, and a heart of flesh given, new and living desires. There's that change wrought in his pathway. It was manifest. It's manifest, because did he not say, unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. Tender fear of the Lord. Yes, perhaps in time past he thought he'd extracted this out of one or that out of another. He longed, there was that making that restitution as far as he was able. There, tender fear of the Lord. Not still walking according to the course of this world. For it's you hath he quickened. Like we read in the second chapter of Ephesians, and you hath he quickened. The quickening work of grace had been begun. There's that change wrought. Ah, Lord, The half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Attend the fear of the Lord, but he climbed up in that, there was then that wrought in him that had been taking place in his heart, and there was still that desire, that longing to lay hold upon Christ. To lay hold upon Christ. This is not, as it were, free will, and the free will of man. That is a drawing. There's been that drawing, that change of his heart. He longed to lay hold upon this one, his soul's desire, his saw in him, in Christ, all that he needed. It was all his desire. He sought to see Jesus, who he was. And he could not for the press, because he was little of stature. There's this desire in him, like it was with that woman. A crowd about him will be found, attending day and night. Ah, what crowds and those things within our path and around us would conspire. And the old adversary see to that, to conspire to keep you. And he was small of stature, yet there was this wrought in him. Ah, Christ. The desire after him, longing after him. He climbed up into that sycamore tree to see him. Nothing could put him off. Like that dear woman, nothing could put her off. There was that felt in her, that great need, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I should be made whole. And so it will be of you, poor sinner. Oh, blessed be his holy name. The Spirit will see to it that there will be that work of, it shall carry on. And there will be those, yes, perhaps there will be those ebbings and flowings from time to time, but it will come to this point where it must be, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. He climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass by that way, pass that way. And when Jesus came, oh, what a mercy. Known by name, the Lord knew he was there. The Lord knew his need. There's that time for deliverance. That time to favour Zion. Time to favour him in his soul. Oh, what it might be him this night. Oh, that one, it's that time appointed when he will favour Zion. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, oh, what a mercy, I've called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Said unto him, Zacchaeus. Oh, what must that have sounded in Zacchaeus' ears? Would it have been a little, I believe, it would have been a little like Mary was when the Lord addressed her by her name, Mary. And there she could say, Rabboni, that is to say, Master. She saw there her salvation and all her desire. It caused her to rejoice. Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Oh, do you long for that then, poor sinner, trembling sinner, trembled at his word? Ah, it shall come, that day shall come. Some of we proved it so. That time of love, that time when the Lord reveals himself in love and mercy. When you're led into the banqueting house where his banner over you is love. The banqueting house. When there's a feast of fat things, of wines upon the lees well refined. Ah, blessed be his holy name. Oh, may the Lord be pleased to work in the midst of the people here. That you may brought to that time to rejoice. Like as Hezekiah rejoiced. make haste and come down. For today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down, received him joyfully. Oh, what joy must have been in his soul. Can some of us remember that time of joy? That time when the Lord did reveal himself? That time of love came? You poor sinner, you'll also experience the same. That time of love shall come. It must come, it will come. When they saw it, yes, those who looked on. Ah, he was a sinner indeed, but he was black but comely. There, is it not like that one in the Song of Solomon? There he sought this one upon his bed in the night season. And there's a time when he obtained. And I found him whom my soul loveth. Joy, is it not? I found him whom my soul loveth, the one whom your soul desires. He made haste and came down, received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was God. Oh, what a mercy. What a mercy it is. He eateth with publicans and sinners. Ah, publicans and sinners. Ah, joyfully. Go on to be a guest with a sinner. A man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said, ah, we quoted that verse earlier, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I'll restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, oh, what a mercy, if it should be other one, even this, Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house. For as much all this, as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. What a mercy then. For ye shall go out with joy. That has prospered, that work of grace will prosper. Nothing can hinder it. That word, perhaps a promise, perhaps you think, and the old adversary says, that word will never come to pass. But that word, if it's the word of the Lord, it shall prosper. And it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy. And be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree. And instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. Yes, perhaps at the moment it's been briars and thorns. Those things as Hezekiah proved in his path. Yes, the old flesh didn't like it. Is that way of the Lord? My way. My thoughts is to bring you to that place and favour you in your soul. And you'll be able to say then, the Lord hath done it. The Lord hath done it. The Lord hath wrought it. You'll give him the honour and the glory, and his name shall have all the praise. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name. For an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Thus saith the Lord. Yes, in those days Hezekiah was sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall, toward the wall, and prayed unto the Lord. You read that prayer again. Yes, he wept sore. But the Lord answered him. I have heard thy prayers and seen thy tears. Behold, I'll add unto thy days 15 years. And that verse, as we closed toward, as we spoke toward tonight, from "Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back." And there, as we said, there's that song of praise. The living, he shall praise thee. And ah, what a mercy it should be then. Thine time, there be that one. Raised up to that good hope through grace. Ah, they testify. They have to. For it's a great thing. The Lord has done it. The living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. And so they will do also. Oh, may it please the Lord then. Ah, we come toward the end. We must close there. May the Lord add his blessing. Forgive all amiss. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £695, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Pack is expected to preach on Tuesday evening and Dr. Matthew Hyde next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 387. How sweet to wait upon the Lord while he fulfills his gracious word, to seek his face and not in vain, to be beloved and love again. 387.
to be pleased to bless that which is of thee. The blessed Spirit of truth, come down and reveal to us the things of God, make to us salvation known and witness with the blood. Oh, that might be with each one we plead. But Lord, thou knowest, thou knowest each one that's gathered before this night. For thou seest and lookest upon the heart. Oh, do carry that work on, we plead. And those yet dead, oh, if it could please thee, do yet put forth thy mighty hand. Quicken the dead and make them cry, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, we plead then, that thou wast own and blessed that which is of thee, and cover the mantle of thy forgiving love over all thou hast heard and seen amiss. And do gather with us now around the table, if it could please thee, make one with us there. But now may the love of God, and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.